This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. If you ever watched the popular TV sitcom That 70s Show, you may recognize that song. Cheap Trick covered it as the theme for the show. It was originally written and performed by the hugely influential Big Star. The band featured two songwriters in Chris Bell and Alex Chilton and released its debut album called Number One Record in 1972. Bell died in the late 1970s and Chilton passed away a few years ago. But bands like R.E.M., The Replacements, Teenage Fan Club, and the DBs were all inspired by Big Star's music. Jody Stevens from Big Star and Chris Stamey from the DBs are behind a traveling collective of musicians performing Big Star's third album as far afield as New York City and London. There's a performance tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. They join me now along with musicians Skylar Goodaz and Brett Harris. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would really love to know how this all got started. Who came up with it and how did it kind of progress?
Well, Chris came up with the idea of it and... through his amazing organizational skills and musical skills, were able to do this thing, and it was put together for the first time. I guess it was December 2010.
It was a conspiracy, actually. Frank Heath at Cat's Cradle here, I mentioned the idea, and like a year later, he called me up and said, let's do it. And I think it was something like, we have a great scene in North Carolina. Can we do it?
Yeah, and obviously it was an amazing time. It's a great group of people that get together and do this. It's a nice community. Rehearsals are as much fun as the performances for me.
You know, this is living music. It's in as much as a Mozart symphony. It should be played before a community of people who love it. It's not the same putting on your earbuds. And we've tried to bring it to life both with careful attention to orchestral parts and with wild abandon where we don't know what will happen. We really don't think of this as a traveling museum, but it's become a band of sorts.
Well, let's go back for a minute and we'll listen to September Girls from the second record. Jody, what's it like for you to hear that song all these years later?
I practice to Big Star records, so I listen frequently, and it's interesting hearing it on headphones over and over because you hear all these little nuances and different parts, and you hear Alex is kind of he was not only a singer that connects easily and was so emotive. But his guitar parts were always kind of unique and the sonic parts of that. And then you know, you have John Fry's mixes because we did it, you know, those recordings at Ardent Studios. And John was behind the board and he just made them all sparkle.
You know, what I discovered last week, because I actually heard the multi-tracks for September Girls, is that y'all just went in and played that. It's guitar, bass, and drums. And you hear the joy of a band in the South looking at each other and playing their instruments. And, you know, I love it.
That third record was in some parts a little more introspective.
What happened on that third record that to my ear is that there was great precision in some of the string playing and some of the singing, some of the overdubs, and great abandon. And so it's that combination of detail and abandon that then sort of worked its virus-like way through the people who found it in the last 30, 40 years.
We'll listen to Kangaroo now.
I first saw you.
So So you've been going around doing third, and tonight you're also going to do number one record, start to finish, correct?
Yeah, we're excited and thrilled and scared. We think it'll be wonderful. Birds and Arrows are going to join us on some of those songs on the first record, and Ken and John from the Posies are coming, the Connells, Tiff Merritt, Matt McMichaels, Gary Louris from the Jayhawks has come down. It's a great list of people who love the music, and it'll be interesting to have the both those records have totally different attitudes, but you know, they both have songs we all love.
And you know, it won't be perfect, but there'll be a tremendous amount of spirit there, wonderful spirit there for this music.
Big Star's third in orchestrated live performances tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Chris and Jody, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
I thank you so much for having us and your interest in this.
Now, before you go, you've got musicians Skylar Goodaz and Brett Harris with you. Can you give us an idea of what people will hear tonight and introduce a song and do one for us?
Brett, tell them about it.
What are we going to play? 13, which is a song off of number one record.
I won't make